more at the end.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Design Advisory Panel for Wednesday, November 20th. Welcome. Please, everybody, sign in on the development team and members of the public. Please be sure to sign in. We can pass that around. We have three items. Thanks for closing the door. We have three items today. The general format will be a brief presentation from the development team architect, then a panel discussion, and then at the end, opportunity. There you go. Bob's empowerment is important. white men lawyers need more empowerment, right? So at the end, if there's time for questions, we'll do that. So the first item up for bid is 4702 West Virginia Avenue. And I'll turn it over to the team.
Matt Gordon with Lenos and Blocker. I think we'll just introduce ourselves, and I was going to give a quick overview from where we were in April when we last presented to the DAP to today.
Oh, Jason Weinstein, Broad Branch Development.
Shane Crowley, Broad Branch Development.
I'm Bob Dalrymple with Lenos and Blocker. I'm working with Matt.
Dennis Connors with SKNA Architects Design Team. Pass that down.
Pat LeBay with MHG.
So we were here in April, and there's been some changes within the demising walls of the interior, but the project remains the same in most respects on the exterior. And at that time, I think the focus was on the future Eastern Greenway, which it still very much is, which is technically on the property adjacent to them, but they've been working to sort of plan for that coming to fruition at some point in time, but also with an interim condition if that doesn't occur. And then also activating the southern facade where Chase Avenue Urban Park is. And then on to the west is the county parking lot, which is, you know, at some point in time is recommended for park space as well, but we don't have as much direction on that end. But just from the time we were here in April, they were looking at sort of larger style condominiums, and now they've kind of converted it to more of traditional multifamily condominiums. There still are some two-level units, and they're looking at about 19 units, with the gross floor area being pretty comparable to what they proposed back in April, and then the planning board approved that sketch plan in June. And so we just wanted to give you that brief update on sort of the changes in design, where they've been responding to sort of the market and other factors. And with that, I'll let Dennis go into addressing we tried to address the three primary recommendations that came out of that April meeting.
Good morning, everybody. I'll be brief, but try to be thorough, because this is the first time we have the fully envisioned design presented to you today. Just a reminder where the property is, 4702 West Virginia Avenue. It's just one block from Wisconsin Avenue. Here's the Metro Center. To the east is the proposed greenway that's envisioned in the guidelines. This is a transitional kind of height zone, but the project has always been proposed up to 35 feet. That's what we were looking at. There's a 10-foot dedication on West Virginia Avenue, and our proposed design sets back from the east property 10 feet, and then it faces Chase Avenue Urban Park. There's a paper alley in the back that will be improved through the process, and it's facing the Montgomery County-owned Lot 44 to the west. Not really much has changed in terms of plans, except that things have been internalized. So all the units are accessed internally. There still is a rooftop deck, as same as sketch plan, below grade parking. Parking entry, same location, lobby's the same location. And we have taken some illustrative liberties with showing some of the proposed and existing conditions to the east, because that's been part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's been requested by this panel as well as Montgomery County through the process. Typical floor plan there to the right, and the roof plan. We have a lot of green area we have to comply with. Same building section, 35 feet tall. One of the comments that came up with the county, originally in the sketch plan, we had an elevated walkway here to the east that has been lowered to engage the the park level, landscape level. Before jumping into the updated design, I just wanted to talk about the process we've been through a little bit. We have gone to a community meeting, and there has been a lot of talk about this project when it was posted. During sketch plan, we had a highly articulated design to show the scale and character of the project, which is a little unusual for sketch plan when we're talking about massing and the right moves. Shane and Jason went on their own kind of tour throughout the area looking at smaller buildings and smaller developments. And some of the things that they noticed, which they felt made successful projects, were really the more contrasting elements of some of these projects, not so much the massing, but a lot of the contrasting material, particularly when you have a dark masonry material or a light panel material. As we developed the same massing that we had before further, we were looking how to give this building a more identifiable sense of authorship. And when you do that with more traditional materials and materials that are less contrasting, it can often be very challenging to get that effect. We started looking towards this palette, which has a consistent base around the entire building of a dark masonry. And then the upper materials are two simple materials with an inner plane, which is a more earth tone material, and then an outer projecting plane, which is a darker gray. The main elevation to the north here, we'll see, is broken up into two components. The base here is set back, and then the main corner protrudes out. So each facade has that play with pushing and pulling to break down the massing even further. So there's the eastern facade here. This portion of the building is set in, and then these two protrude out. Then that's the south elevation facing the park. Same thing, just opposite. And then the western elevation, which is facing the parking lot. By using these materials and using the same sort of theme throughout the same simple palette, I feel we're able to get that contrast and depth on a facade that otherwise would normally be blank because it's facing, it's on a property line facing a parking lot. And you'll see it more in some of these views. So here are some views around the building. This is as seen from the main West Virginia Avenue in front of where that neighboring property is. So I just want to show you. But that is as if the house remains. So either way, we feel that this building has the has appropriate scale and character with the neighborhood. Whether or not the that house goes away someday and the greenway comes through, this would be fronting a greenway. But as it stands right now, it has a appropriate scale.
And we'd be happy to share with you the efforts that these developers have made to try to acquire that property for the greenway. Been unsuccessful.
One of the comments, I believe, from the community as well as from the county was how to vary the roof line a bit, and so we've taken efforts to do that. I think this is it's more successful in this palette of materials than our previous. There's with the house.
Do you have the previous with you?
Yes, we can pull it up if need be. This is the other view facing Chase Park. There, this. It's actually not the house, but that's the little garage structure that's there now. And this is the view as if you're looking across the parking lot at the building. I don't actually have, you know, the cars shown in this view, but these are the materials that were contemplating or proposing, a very dark masonry material with a texture and a range. A wood type material, and then the metal panel. And also working with Pat, with Sybil, and we're able to make, if you know, acceptable, we're able to make improvements in this alley area here, which will blend the project into the
park.
Yeah, the thought there is that there's a paper alley there today. We would obviously want to improve that coming in from Tilbury Street with some nice materials. But since we don't have any access points at the rear of the building anymore, it doesn't really make sense to carry that hardscape along the front of our building, so we're thinking more of a softscape frontage of the building in our connection with the park, remove the fence that's there, open that up, make the park feel bigger with landscaping, but really just for a hardscape, just focus on connecting the street to the side of our building, but not go beyond it.
So that's the update where we are, pre-site plan level.
Put it back on the facade.
Can you show what you had before?
Sure.
Or actually this, probably this one, this was the previous.
It should be April, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we had before.
Well, speaking personally, it's a big improvement.
Big improvement.
Yeah, really big improvement. Is your fiber cement panels, is it a genuine rain screen system?
No.
It's because it appears very monolithic, whereas a rain screen system, you know, has a different scale to it.
Well, if we get into the real details, all fiber cement panels now have to have some sort of backing to them. We have to execute that way, but it's not what would be considered a rain screen system, so we don't just apply fiber cement to facades anymore at all. They always stand off on some sort of channel.
Okay.
So it does give a little bit more oomph to the material.
Absolutely.
Miles beyond me.
It changes the scale of it, because that really dark brown material looks very monolithic versus you don't really see the joints in it,
right.
And the joints actually help break the scale of the material
right.
down.
It helps, definitely. Do you have the parking lot elevation from the previous?
No, we did not. So that was one of the comments to further develop that.
Right.
And as we were actually running both concepts in parallel, and this one in particular felt more cohesive as we carried it around the building than the other one, because what happens with sort of the traditional style, more fine lines and brick and cast stone, those types of details, when it carries around to the sort of the blank facade, you end up with a lot of fake windows, like blocked out windows, and this has the opportunity to be more dramatic.
I think it's worth just noting for you that one of the reasons why we've been involved in such a lengthy process here is because these developers had bigger plans and bigger ideas, including not just the Greenway parcel, but in talking to the county about the parking lots, the one lot adjacent to them, obviously, but the county said, you know, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about both of the parking lots. And we did reach out on a couple of different occasions to the county to try to engage in a discussion of something a lot grander for this area, which would have been really cool. We were not able to get past the DOT level when Al Roschke was still there. And the county executive has expressed limited interest in talking further with us. And we've also struck out on trying to overpay for the adjacent single-family house for the Greenway. So they've been involved in a lot of good faith efforts to do something grander here, but it's time to move on with what they control, and which I think is going to be a very, you know, handsome, successful project for that part of the downtown. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Because the parking lot facade still really lacks a lot of punch. I mean, all the efforts on the other three sides. I mean, you know, as an architect, I mean, unfortunately. Can you go to the plan? So how many units are impacted by, say, the lack of windows on the parking lot side?
Two.
They're pretty extensive. They're long, thin units.
Long, thin units.
And then how many windows in each of those units? The ends, of course, are well represented. The side elevation, because of your indentions, you're trying to kind of capture, you know, side views or something, right?
Yeah, we certainly tried to make as many as we possibly can. None of these are really reliant on those windows. They're just extra kind of features for the units.
Right.
Each one of these units along that facade, if you see it in these views, they are really relying on the main facade. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the primary living and master bedroom of their unit. And then everything else, secondary.
So the ramp going down to the parking garage impacts the first two windows, if you will. And then what's behind the parking?
This is just additive for gratuitous. Garage ramp.
Right. And then when's the first unit? Is there a ground floor unit?
Yes, then it goes to the ground floor. And
it actually belongs to a unit on the floor above.
Right.
I see.
So that's extra living that's associated with the unit above.
Right.
But it has no windows on that floor.
It has no windows, essentially.
It doesn't.
It does.
Well, has some windows here.
Yeah.
And then some, basically, what are at-risk windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that first ground floor is pretty grim.
Yeah.
I mean, how close are you to the property? You're right on the property line.
On the property.
Essentially.
That's right.
So that indent you have further down the page on the ground floor, right there, that belongs, that's a demising permission right there?
Right, so this belongs to this unit.
So that space above it has no natural light in that one unit, between the stairway and that demising wall?
That.
Yeah, they're right there.
All that stuff.
This would have at-risk windows, that's right.
What do you mean by an at-risk window?
So it's a window that's on the property line. In the event that...
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Montgomery County sells the parking lot and someone develops and they can go right up next to the building. I honestly doubt that would happen in this case because this parking lot is also planned in the guidelines as a green space. So that's why we're in a bit of a situation here.
So the at risk is you'd have to block the window up in the future if
it gets developed.
It would get blocked by the adjacent.
Yeah.
Still have a window.
Well, they would have a setback requirement, right?
Unless they did a blank wall.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if they came
but if they do a blank wall right up against you, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, with all
it's not good for it's not good for those units, right? They're secondary bedrooms.
It's not good for them. They're not.
Wow.
The way it's designed is they're not relying.
They're not relying on
it.
Right.
So there's enough frontage for these units to face Main Street and Park where they're not relying on those units.
Yeah. They're, like Dennis said, their main living area, the master suite, it's all facing the main frontages north and south. So it's secondary areas that are at risk, so to speak. But again, that lot is planned to one day become a park, not a development site. So it's technically at risk because it's on the property line. But in reality, the likelihood that some building ends up there is very low.
Yeah, so I have a question. Considering the master plan recommendation, is it still need to be considered having a structure while it's a, I mean, because it needs to be considered as a conformancy for the master plan in the future for whoever comes in. So how can we still anticipate having a structure there?
In the fashion that we've laid it out. So we've had to develop this building with all these conflicting or
contingencies. Right?
Constraints.
Constraints and contingencies.
Assuming future conditions.
Assuming we've had to develop this building and make it, the scale of it and everything compatible with the existing neighborhood. And at the same time, make it work if something like that did happen. So if something like that did happen where a structure were built,
they would still function as planned. Because there's nothing reliant on that facade, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think if that became a park, that would just, it would be, assuming this is built as designed, were that to be a park, that would just be a landscaped edge.
Yeah.
I mean, the lot's not wide enough to sort of have frontages on
all through four
both
sides.
Yeah, that's their challenge. That's where they are today. So,
I mean, you know, while, you know, that parcel of the parking lot being parked is still unclear, you know, it's under due control, but still, I would hate to see that as if, like, you know, there will be building right on the side, and assuming that happened is, I think, a lost opportunity. And additionally, even as interim condition right now, that is the facade that's mostly visible for the public from the parking lot side. So either murals or some kind of dressing up should happen. I mean, I do think that it's a lost opportunity.
Can you talk a little bit about why you got, there was a lot of discussion at sketch plan about the unit entries sort of at the park level and also on the sort of to the east, but then also to the south. We were looking at sort of having front doors and making that alley more of a public space. Can you talk a little bit about why you changed approach?
Well, there's no longer individual unit entry. It's now a traditional, much more traditional multifamily building with an internal corridor, and that's how all the units are accessed, rather than from the exterior, which in the previous design.
I answered that. Why?
Oh, why did we go that route?
Why did you go that route?
Just market conditions as the project evolved, research, looking at, you know, what we thought was going to be the most marketable. We went toward
kind of neighborhood consensus, investor and real estate, you know, agent market was just telling us that our units were too vertical.
Too big, too vertical.
Too big, too vertical for this part of Bethesda today. And so we needed to kind of alter the
unit mix.
So that your unit plans don't work if there's a front door.
Correct.
Right. Right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it makes it more challenged.
Because those
first floor,
the other ones,
you can't have
duplexes.
Now you have a bedroom, so you can have a front door in the bedroom.
Right. This is the old.
That's the new one.
That's the new one.
So everything is accessed internally.
Okay.
And if these, for instance, would have stoops, they would take out a tremendous amount of space from the unit.
So who actually uses that exterior
alley
now?
Nobody
can
use
it. It's part of our backyard right now.
The house that's there.
Yeah.
To that.
Yeah.
Both properties are fenced.
Yeah.
The alley's actually fenced in right now.
Yeah.
It's just my comment is, has nothing to do with our approval, it's just for your, you know,
right,
it seems to me, how wide is that, 10 feet?
Yeah.
10
feet. It seems to me you might want to set aside 3 or 4 feet for a walkway on the exterior and landscape against units or something so that there's a little bit more privacy. But that's, I'm not suggesting that other than from a common sense standpoint, which is shown in your landscape plan, partially. Just a thought.
Well, I can understand why they don't want to continue that alley from the parking lot all the way through to the street behind.
Well, it is. I mean, it's still there.
No. They've terminated the alley behind their property.
You can't get there. Actually, what they're showing on the left is more or less what it is. It's the fence is there, and then there's woods. You can't get from the alley to the parking lot.
Right. And, you know, I can certainly appreciate.
So there's just a visual space now. Nobody walk there.
No.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
I think this will help.
How did I miss that?
Well, we do. I guess we think of it more now as visually blending into the park.
Yeah.
You know, if this is the view.
I'm talking about on the side of the building.
Oh, on the side.
On the east side.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that still a passageway?
Yes, yes. That's still proposed. It's the
I assume it's a connection between West right. Virginia and the
That's
the
correct. The only the difference between the previous submission and this submission is it's been lowered to grade.
Yeah, but you used to have doors on it, and it was sort
right.
of front doors. That,
right,
and now that function is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
My suggestion was make it more permanently a buffer for those first four units and just reduce the pedestrian component substantially because it
yeah.
doesn't have a lot of
traffic. The only people
yeah,
using that
are
going to the park from West Virginia.
Or for your own residents to get to
yeah, but they can only come out to that one fire exit, right?
We need 10
yeah.
we need 10 foot clear there for fire.
For the fire exit.
For the fire,
and the
yeah.
fire.
No, it's not
okay.
the 10 foot. It's just, I'm
yeah.
sorry I brought it up.
No,
that's fine.
I think this is important.
I'm worried about those first four units with 10 feet of paving.
Yeah.
You know, potentially people. And I'm just suggesting that you really only need a 3 foot sidewalk for the minimal traffic.
You're right. We
and the rest
could
be landscaping.
But they have to have fire.
Within this 10 feet, we're going to be doing landscaping. Stormwater
yeah.
plantings
yeah, that's
and
fire
things
access.
Like that.
That didn't show on your plan.
George, they have to have a fire access along that whole side, not just 3 feet.
Right now, the design is about 5 feet of sidewalk and about 5 feet in the
yeah.
10 feet, 5 foot sidewalk, 5 feet of landscape stormwater
that's,
planter,
that's
uh-huh. right.
and
okay.
that can be in the 5-10 foot fire.
It
access.
Can be in the
yeah.
so the hardscape
yeah.
is not
that's perfect.
The building.
Okay,
it just doesn't show up on the architectural site.
And the trees that are outboard toward your neighbor, those trees actually don't exist.
Correct.
Unless that house is torn down.
Yeah, this is illustrative based upon
as
if this
it's
is a greenway.
And so
this is the existing house, this
right.
is the existing garage.
But those trees do not exist.
They do not.
Unless you...
They're off-site.
They're off-site unless you convince the house owner to add those trees, which would be very nice.
Can we get a quick update on the discussions with that property owner to the was that the east side? It,
sure.
It's just not going to happen, correct?
Well, no. It's we're
we've tried.
We're trying and we're continuing to try,
but we have to.
We
move on. Yeah.
There's just a disconnect about value. And
she's not a motivated seller. I think is what we're learning, whether it's value or maybe it's a misunderstanding of what highest and best use is for that property, or maybe she's getting the income and is happy with it. But we've been unsuccessful, and we're trying to enlist some help from others to try to allow her to become a more willing seller. Because this is the opportunity. This is the right purchaser of the land. I think it's probably unlikely that there's going to be a governmental taking to acquire the property.
Well, and that's where I'm going. I mean, I like this project. I think it's a good improvement from the last time we saw you guys. My only concern is that if this goes forward, I just don't think that greenway ever happens, right? Because it's a 35-foot greenway, correct? So that's the entire property.
It's
someone bought that property, wanted to redevelop it, and had to provide a 35-foot greenway.
Forget it.
Could do anything.
Yeah, you couldn't buy that property to redevelop it. I mean, you could only buy it to make it a park.
Right. Right. And if she's not going to sell to us, she's never going to sell to anyone. I mean, this is her opportunity to get max value.
So I think this is
you've offered her a market.
Substantially above.
Ridiculous.
I think the alternative is that the Parks Department could buy it using the PIP funds.
Right.
I mean, that's what PIP was set up to do.
Okay.
There are lots of priorities, you know, more priorities than money, but that would be the scenario.
It would be ideal to be able to acquire that site in conjunction with this project. We've given it several tries, and we're going to give it one more really, really good try with some help. And I think maybe our neighbors have a little information from, they know the seller as well. And she doesn't appear to be a very motivated seller.
I don't believe she's motivated.
Probably's kind of like an NDA.
Well, we can offer her a lot of money that she can purchase annuities.
So the 35 feet goes from the sidewalk or the property line inboard from
sidewalk.
And you from the curb a dash line there for 35 feet.
You know, we did on previous exhibits. I apologize, but you can see in the section here. So this is what
wow.
is left over.
Because you could make a much better building.
It would just be
yeah,
great.
You get a lot more. Yeah, yeah, it would be great.
You get a lot more. You could move away from
there. Yeah, there's lots we can do.
The higher the building, the wider the greenway.
Yeah.
So it's 35 foot greenway for you know a 35 foot building. So
that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
With a bigger footprint, helps the parking lot side.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Helps the units too.
Yeah, helps the units.
Bigger footprint helps.
Everything
always.
Yeah.
More projects.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I don't have projects with big footprints anymore. I don't know who does.
Yeah. It's yeah,
tell
it's
you
tough.
What, does it? Edgemoor Lane. Okay. Well, I think certainly the three, actually all four elevations
yeah,
have gotten better. I'm not
house?
Terrifically in love with the parking lot one. For obvious reasons, but the other three have gotten much, much better. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. The transforming of those elevations from the previous submission.
Thank
so that's
you.
Great.
Thank you. Yes, I think the project has moved to a very nice place, including the parking lot side. The use of the wood panels is a refreshing option. I think it's working well. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any other comments from the panel? Any comments from members of the public?
If we could just hear a review on the parking, that seems to be the primary concern around our area. Is there adequate parking and where's the overflow going to go?
So, I mean, we'll be reviewed. So, they have not submitted an application. I think, is it an intake or have you not?
It's not an intake.
It's not, so it
about
is,
two, 3 weeks.
It's pending or it's coming. So we'll be looking at the parking for that. Is the, I forget where the parking lot district line.
We're outside.
You're outside the PLD.
And I was just gonna say, we have, they're proposing 16 spaces and we can send you from our community meeting the slides. We did the math, I guess, for parking. And so we're above the minimum required parking requirement.
Theoretical. So another concern that we have, and let me say, these guys have been great. Broad Branch has been great. They've been engaging us in our thoughts and feelings, and it's all good. And we definitely appreciate this new redesign. We are also concerned about the side facing the parking lot because, you know, putting aside what could be there in the future, you know, let's say this gets built in the next 5 years, I'm more concerned about how it looks then. And what would be coming down is a very nice greened area that the property now has, which is on the inside of the fence they have. So that fence would be coming down, the trees would be coming down, and what we would be left with is that big dark wall, which is now gonna be 70-ish high feet because of mechanicals and whatnot. And, you know, we're concerned about how that's going
Dennis,
to look
the elevation.
Coming
sure.
into the neighborhood. So hopefully something could be done with that. We're also concerned on the west side, the facade that's going to be facing the house.
East,
I know that
east.
They are working, sorry, the east.
East side,
yes, thanks. North, south, east, west. We know that this team has diligently tried to get the property. We don't think it's going to happen, just because I think it doesn't mean it's true. But moving forward, we have to assume that they're not going to get it. So the drawings and the renderings that they have for how it's going to look after it's built don't match up with what we're seeing on a daily basis. The properties look the same since I've lived here 6 or 7 years. There's not a lot of maintenance going on. And, you know, I do have photos to show that. So we are concerned about how that's gonna look. We do realize that they say there's going to be green space or sidewalk and plantings going from there back to Chase Avenue Park, from West Virginia to Chase Avenue Park.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what the area looks like. It would be great if we had sidewalks around West Virginia down Tilbury. There's no sidewalk there. We're afraid it's going to become a dark place where people can hide. And I think that's something that should be thought about, because that looks very nice and wide and open, and that's just not what's there.
Part of their site plan condition, just so you know, that they are obligated to improve their portion of their sidewalk, which
right.
is not, you're correct, it's not improved now. It has a weird
right.
transition. You walk across the county parking lot and all of a sudden it just kind of disappears.
Correct.
So they will have to make that improvement.
So the sidewalk that they would improve upon would just go to the property line?
To this line here. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
is that the alley?
Still,
you're right.
Yeah.
So it in order, and that's the way all projects are, that if this were to be developed by someone or by Parks and Planning someday or something, you know, they would have to continue that along. But if this house sits the way it is, it would remain that way. However, the way the house sits now is that the actual physical distance between the structures is quite... It's quite comfortable. It's not really that tight.
It's code. About code.
I would say it's about code.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just the normal setback of a property.
If it's one car. Which, yes.
They park over here. I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Yeah, well,
between the two houses. So you see where the trees, the hope there will be trees there. It's not that wide. These guys are giving 10 feet. To increase the space, but there's just not, it's going to be a dark covered place. It's not a wide look through, which I get is beyond the scope here, but we are concerned about the residents there having people right outside their windows, or the new residents.
And they have had squatters in that building, in that existing property.
Yes.
Found squatters who have entered the building and exited during the day. And, so we're concerned too about just the setback from the street and the mass, the building's mass as it bears down on the street that, as we've noted, doesn't have a sidewalk yet. Although we have, in the 30 plus years that I've been there, have had sidewalks installed in part of the wonderful revitalization program that happened some years ago. So I don't know why the county couldn't continue to install the sidewalk across to the corner in front of the existing property that's there to help with that idea of reducing the sense of mass by providing some kind of setback, more of a setback, so you get a little bit of a breather there. I don't know the terms.
So I would suggest that when you submit your site plan application, you sort of, you can have this as an illustrative in terms of what's, you know, the trees that are essentially off-site, but on the site plan application, just show the existing condition.
Yeah, of course.
And then it'll be important that when we do get an application, and we'll assign a lead reviewer, that you coordinate with the lead reviewer and you provide these comments in writing, and that's something that, as part of our regulatory review, we can look at.
Just regarding the sidewalk, we did look at whether or not we could physically carry the sidewalk beyond our property,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we do get asked to do that by
mm-hmm.
governmental bodies, and the challenge there is that the distance from the street to the building where there's a driveway there today is very short. So if you carry the sidewalk through, not only does it require us to go on their property to build a sidewalk.
I think it's the right of way.
Well, the sidewalk would have to, because of where the sidewalk wants to be per the master plan, it wouldn't be right behind the curb. It would either be a
There is
a
no
block.
Curb there, I think.
Well, it wouldn't be right on the street. It would be, there'd be
a
buffer,
little,
yeah.
Little
and so by the time you do that, it would be on their property. And so that would, you know, shorten their driveway enough that they wouldn't be able to park a car on their property. So that just becomes challenging when you have property you don't control.
Is there a parking lot driveway on the front property? On
yeah.
the West Virginia facing?
Yeah, there's a driveway.
Oh, they have two? I forgot.
They have
two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, just make sure you show those.
So that's just the challenge for me.
Yeah, I would be interested in seeing the plat that says that's actually their property rather than right-of-way property. Because I think this area is very old, as you know, and there's a lot of sort of adoption, incorporation. I've done it myself.
It'll be on the drawings that they submit.
I think it's very important to make sure that you show what trees you have control over in terms of street trees and outboard of the sidewalk, etc., and what you're going to put in the intermediate zone between your project and the house versus the ambitious one that has the sidewalk going all the way down to the corner, etc., and making the assumption that they're going to put street trees in this house, which is not maintained apparently, which is outrageous.
Our binding site landscape plans will only show what these guys will be responsible for doing.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff has been to show what could be.
We've really just been showing some of these things because of some of the comments we've had from this committee and from Parks and Planning earlier.
Can you go back to the west facade? So I think maybe moving forward, if there are opportunities to minimize maybe increase the wood paneling, I mean, just ways to sort of minimize the darkness of the materiality on that side, I think would be good.
And the materials are all on the same plane, aren't they, on the west side? Is there
except for those two indents.
Yeah, except for this, yeah.
Yep. Is there any opportunity to create some kind of recess for the wood paneling like you've done on the other elevations?
Not on this facade in particular, other than here. Because if we still really have to contemplate that this is a lot that may or may not be a building or a park, couldn't create indents on that.
Can you go to your perspective of that side, please?
But you could do, I mean, you could do 4 inches, I mean, enough to get a shadow line.
So there is a difference between this perspective and your elevation. You're missing two windows here. Which is correct?
The elevation is correct.
Yeah, well, that helps. Because one of the comments I was having is, if you look at this elevation right there, there's no windows, but in fact, your elevation shows it.
There will be. Yeah, we threw. I think what happened was we through the revision when we were getting this prepared, we decided to add them. But I'm guessing it just didn't get updated in that view.
You're correct. That's apologize. Yeah. In fact, I think if the model's updated, I could pull up the model if you need to see it.
No.
But
just it'll crash.
The elevation's correct, right?
It'll crash.
Done that, as they say.
Is DPS allowing at-risk windows now? They had not been.
They have been in these types of circumstances, yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's a
good
real,
for us.
That's a real step forward.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Is an at-risk window an on ground level window?
It's just it's at the property line, so that if another building comes up, it could go away.
Mm-hmm. It's a non-operable window, and it's. Yeah. It's a window that a bedroom or living space can't rely on for light or natural air or egress.
Or egress, right.
And the DPS has allowed it in these types of conditions. In particular, there's a project in Kensington, which is actually facing a county-owned parking lot, same condition, and they approved that. So we researched it.
Well, to get back to the issue, you know, a couple of inches would help in terms of the planar, you know, the the dark heavy material versus the wood, just a little reveal.
Well, the wood should
it should be evident anyway, though, because the depth of the material is different.
That's my point.
Yeah. Well, a couple of inches is going to be a result of the actual construction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So
that's going to help.
It's not going to be zero, but
no, but you're going to have a couple inches at least.
There's going to be something.
And your perspective, if you go to that, it really shows it. There's no reveal at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
See that? that I can understand why people are concerned. There is no reveal at all between the masonry and the wood, just by the nature of the rendering. But by pushing, by having that reveal,
and you're
because
correct,
of material,
there would be some
yeah.
based upon the actual just material construction.
But it doesn't have to be, but it could be, as your detail. I mean, the obvious question is the first floor doesn't have any of the wood panels beside it. That may be a design thing, but you might consider that first floor on that side could be surrounded similar to the other. That would just lighten the entire building a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Any other comments on this one? Grace, do you want to give us a summary of the main comments?
So the overall consensus is that all of the elevations of the project in general has to be approved since the sketch plan stage. There are still some lingering concerns about the western elevation with a potential for including an increase in wood, even if it's just a couple inches to show the depth, noting the discrepancy between the elevation and the rendering. Understanding why the unit entries were removed on the eastern level is due to the change from the townhouse style to multifamily. And I think there's a general consensus of how the pathway will be designed on the eastern side, with the 10 feet, 5 feet being sidewalk, 5 being stormwater. And I don't see any other lingering concerns other than making sure the site plan correctly shows what is on site and capable to be maintained by the
community. Yeah, landscape.
And the landscape.
Primarily. In other words, if they're going to be planting trees on site, whether between the sidewalk and the curb or along the 10-foot path, etc., because the renderings show trees along there.
Could I also ask, are there any images that show the supporting systems on the top, the air conditioning and stuff, instead of just this looks like it stops at 35 feet, and in fact there's additional stuff on top, right? But I just
they're shown on the elevations, which
I see. So they're recessed a little bit, so that maybe they're not as obvious from the
street. It's set back, and so when you're from an eye level walking on the street, you never really see a building just flat on anyway. But we were very mindful that setting it back was important. And then,
what are those materials?
This would be fiber cement up here, and that's shown. Sort of this kind of look, these panels.
Mm-hmm. And some of that would be community space for the owners, isn't it? There's some like terrace.
Yeah, there's a common space, uh-huh. And then four private spaces, and mostly green roof and mechanical. So this is the use of it's the roof plan.
Right. And is the idea that you would have a green roof there, as in functioning green roof, or it's...
Yeah, have to, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to have 35% green coverage on this property and also comply with stormwater regulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll ask, so this is for site plan. There is not an application submitted yet. Does the panel want to see this again?
No.
Okay. So the panel doesn't want to see this again. Does it need to? It doesn't merit additional attention from the panel.
Right.
So how many points are you
absolutely
asking?
Yeah,
absolutely. We requested 20 points in the submission.
All right, so the applicant has requested 20 points. The minimum is 15.
10.
I'm pushing, you know. So then the panel needs to vote. Now Xiaojoy is not here, but we can, the panel can vote to support their requested 20 points, support with conditions, or not support. So how many of, how many folks vote to support the 20 points? Support with conditions. So that's four votes. So that'll be the comments that you provided. Those will be added.